Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark Caboli with us in studio until 10 o'clock. Mark, what's the sticking point in the negotiations with TJ Watt? You were texting me about it this weekend.
Money.
You were tweeting about it. Well, yeah, it's money. Thank you for that. Appreciate the specifics there.
Money, 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 money.
So you're telling me he wants a longer term deal.
I think he wants everything. I think if you look at Myles Garrett, mm-hmm. his contract, and that's where you're starting at. And I'm talking about, I think Myles has 4 years guaranteed. I think Myles got the $40 million. And I think he got at least a five-year deal, right? He might even have more than that. So when you look at T.J. Watt, he's thinking, okay, I'm as good, if not better, than Myles Garrett, so why am I not at that point? That's where that jumping-off point is right now. That's where he's at right now. Now, the Steelers will counter now, okay, but you're 15 months older than Myles Garrett, so we can't really give you what he gets because, you know, you're 31 and he's 29. I think that TJ starts at a high number. Steelers are starting at a low number, and it's going to eventually get to that. Both teams are going to have to give for it to get done, and I think they will. But he wants a ton of guaranteed money. He wants a ton of years, and he wants a ton of money, period. Overall number, all three.
What's the thing there of all three that has the Steelers going, is it the years, you think?
It's probably the years and the guarantee through the years. I mean, if you go on based off of what his last contract was, he got 2 years fully guaranteed, but they also guaranteed that first year because he got the roster bonus. So it's really 3 years guaranteed. So if he wants a five-year deal, that's rough. If he wants a four-year deal, but he wants all of it being guaranteed. I mean, this, I don't think, my sense was is they're not very concerned at this point at all. That they just blanket statement, this is how negotiations go. We'll eventually get to where we need to go. He's holding tight, we're holding tight. And we'll sometime come down in the middle. But what it says to me right now is, man, this ain't getting done until September.
Or do you agree or disagree with what TJ wants on TJ's side of things?
Well, on TJ, I just say, look at Myles, look at me, get me there and a little bit more, right? I mean, if you're TJ, why not? I mean, I know Cleveland's a total situation, but where that sticking point is, and I said it was, is they always have that to come back with, hey, he's a year and a half younger than you, so how can we
give you... I mean, that's kind of ridiculous, but...
Oh.
Okay.
How can we give you the same amount of money as him if we're...
Cam Hayward out here winning all pros at 46 years old.
But that's their wild card in the pocket, right? That's their negotiation ploy. Hey, he's 15 months younger than you. Why would we give you the same thing as him?
Are they concerned about the injuries the last couple of years?
I think so. I have never heard anything to that degree that they're worried about that. I mean, he's only missed 10 games. I know maybe he's banged up and played through some of those.
Do you think that's what happened down the stretch last year? He just never got fully healthy?
Yeah, I think he was hurting late. I think a lot of guys were hurting late that you didn't even know of. Zach Frazier was hurting late that you didn't even know of. So I don't see that. I don't see that they're saying, well, you know, we don't know if you can last a season, you keep getting hurt at the end of the year. Maybe in the grand scheme of things, maybe that's why you don't want to go more than 3 years and he wants to go four. If he starts at five and you're starting at three, I mean, where is it going to go to? You know, it's going to go at two. I mean, it's going to go to four. So I think that's where you're at right now. Right.
Good job with the math on the fly there.
Yep.
The average of
four and two, you know.
That didn't really clear it up.
I failed algebra four times, so shut up.
Thought he might swear there, actually.
Yep.
That's where I thought he was going. I think that might have been where you were going.
No.
You think he holds out?
No.
Have you been told he's not holding out?
No, well, there's no anticipation of it because...
Were they anticipating him missing minicamp?
Yeah, but here's the difference between minicamp and training camp. Minicamp is a team-imposed fine. So that $107,000, $110,000, it's Excuse me. I don't know if this happened, but I assume it did. They're like, you don't have to pay that.
Yeah.
No, you get the training camp
league.
It's out of your pocket. It's come straight out. And if you look at a number like who was it, Chris Jones last year?
Yeah, what was that? Like 2.25.
He missed because he skipped 50 days of training camp. I think they're all anticipating him coming in and holding in.
So he'll do the thing that he did a couple of years ago where he'll show up, not get fined.
Yeah.
I wonder if he'll talk then.
Mm.
I would love for him to get behind a microphone. Just hear what he's thinking.
He might. He might once. But they've been very good at that over the years of putting that stuff on the back burner where it doesn't become every single day, what's TJ, where's TJ at? Where's his contract status at? They just say, hey,
give him
he's
to
over
the media
working.
At the beginning, and then that's it.
Yeah. Tomlin will talk about him. Then when Omar talks, he'll talk about him. Then you won't hear it again until, you know. Then if you try to ask him something middle of the training camp, he'll be like, no change.
So you don't think that there's a little inkling in the Steelers' mind that TJ Watt would hold out and this could be a bleep storm?
I don't think that, no.
They feel comfortable.
They feel, I do believe they feel very comfortable that he's going to show up, and this is just part of negotiations. And we all get worried because he's, you know, one of the best players, if not the best player in the NFL, and you got everything else seemingly lined up the way you want it to line up, and now your best defensive player is going to leave a big void and cause potential issues moving forward. I don't see that happening, so I don't think so. Would you give it? That's tough because wouldn't he make $120 million?
Mm-hmm.
I'm still not giving up $2.5 million.
Well, I mean, I probably would.
But what does it get you?
It gets you to make them to make a move.
But the Steelers are pretty, pretty tight with, we're not going to negotiate until you show up, man. I mean, have they ever negotiated with somebody who didn't show up? The last one I remember, I mean, it was Hines. A long time ago, was Hines.
Yeah.
I mean, Mike Wallace, too. They didn't negotiate with him. They said, get your butt in here, then we'll talk.
Yeah, but those two guys, you know, all due respect, they're not TJ Watt in that realm of players.
Well, like if I'm giving up $2.5 million,
we're talking about the highest paid non-quarterback in football.
I'll give up $2.5 million to make 41, for sure.
Well, now I got to make 44. If I'm giving back $2.5 million.
Yeah, I'll make one of those other like hot sauce commercials with his brother.
There you go. Where they're like, hey, Derek's here too. No, seriously, we just want you guys. We just want JJ and TJ. No, we got to bring Derek or it's off. Okay. Derek's always standing in the back of these Subway commercials. They're eating their sandwiches and Derek's just smiling.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the fact.
Eating his chicken teriyaki.
I'm taking the $2.5 million. I'm showing up. I'm doing my side workout, what I would be doing in Wisconsin anyways. And we can keep the lines of communication open. I don't think that's one thing that – there's been a lot of things that Omar and the organization's changed over the past 3 or 4 years. I don't think they're willing to say we'll negotiate with people who are not here.
All right, don't answer this because you'll step all over the T's as you're one to do, Mark. But have the Steelers had any preliminary trade talks with teams about TJ Watt, just in case? We'll get to that coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia and Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Social media's biggest loser, brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. So the Steelers and TJ Watt still at a standstill. This is typically how these things go with the Steelers. Cam Hayward, I think it was September 3rd, he got his contract done last year. Now, Deontay was a little bit earlier than that, but this is generally how it goes. Have they done any due diligence, though, Mark? And Kaboli's with us until 10 o'clock. Have they taken any calls? Have they made any calls just in case things go a little haywire here?
No, I don't. I am unaware of calls that have come into them, but they are not what I've been told and under the belief of is they have not made a single call.
So there's no shopping of TJ Watt going on?
No, that doesn't mean so-and-so is calling up and say, hey, what about TJ? I don't know about that. But I know on the Steelers' end of it, they're not interested in that at all right now. And
why would they be? I mean, exactly. That wouldn't make any sense.
At first, you're not going to get market value for him. Mm-hmm. It's impossible to get market value for him.
I could see, like, you know, in March.
The only way he gets traded if it does get ugly, right? I'm not going. I'm not coming. I'm holding out. I'm staying. I'm missing the first six games. Nothing. Now, if it gets to that point, then we're talking a different game, I think. Right now, it's just not, they're not interested in moving him at all.
Do you think that they, and we can get back to TJ in a minute, but do you think that they've made calls on a safety or another wide receiver?
I don't think so. I don't think they made any calls yet. I think, especially receiver, I think that they will wait to see how this training camp plays out a little bit to see if the Roman Wilsons and the Calvin Austins can provide what they're looking for. I mean, they got a big shot in the arm there with Jonnu Smith now. That's a fallback plan that you can now, a chess piece, right? So, you know, it's all of a sudden not as important as it once was, although it probably still is a little bit important. That's a guy, this is a position I think you look more towards cut down day near mid training camp. And if you feel the need that Austin, Wilson, Woods, etc., can't do the job, then you make that move. But I don't think right now that that's top priority. As for safety, I don't believe that they believe the one Thornhill's the guy. Mm-mm. They're just saying that, right? So, once again, maybe.
Are they like Justin Simmons then? Take a little flyer, a little kick of the tires?
I mean, the longer he's out there, the cheaper he is too, right?
Right. I mean, and really, safeties of that age, what are we talking, 5-7 million? Somewhere in that range?
Probably.
Not a lot.
And I'm not moving Jalen Ramsey there. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Well, so that's the other thing that I was going to ask you, Mark, is what is it now that there's been time to digest this and to talk to people? What do you think their plan is at corner?
I think they're just going to rotate all three of those guys. I mean, first of all, you look, I mean, the money dictates who's playing, right?
Yep.
So, who makes the most money?
Jalen.
Here you go. He's played like 99% of the snaps for his entire career.
Darius Slay making more than Joey Porter Jr. this year. But what's invested in him was he was a 32nd
overall draft pick. What is he, 34, 35?
Slay? Yeah, but he's making 10 mil.
Yeah, that's fine. 10 mil is chump change probably in cornerback. He's probably not even in the top 100, is he? No. Maybe top 50.
Yeah, top 50, maybe.
Something like that. But you can't rely on him to be healthy the entire year. They hope he is. I think that they're just going to rotate those guys in where they need him. If they need Ramsey in for a couple plays at slot, they'll move him over there. And I don't think that – I think the guys who – the guy you're looking at who might be the odd man out with the least amount of snaps would be Slay.
Which would make sense.
Yes.
You want to keep him healthy, right? So, Beanie Bishop, I guess you can put him in different spots, but there's a reason why he couldn't beat up Cam Sutton last year, and Cam Sutton didn't have
– Cam Sutton was terrible.
Yes.
He was awful.
And they still went with him over Beanie, even though Beanie was able to, you know, get some turnovers.
I've been going back watching old games and stuff, and I go back and I watch some of the Steelers game highlights from last year. And I don't know that there was a single Beanie Bishop interception that wasn't a total, like, circus kind of play.
Yeah.
Like, right place, right time, ball bounces off. What's his face from the New York Jets? Wilson's face mask pops right up in the air. It's a perfect throw from now Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Ball pops right in the air. Same thing happened in another game where he's leaping over a dude and the ball's just hanging up in the air. You got to make the play. I understand that, but yeah, they need to
break
upgrade
on the ball and undercut it.
No, this my man wasn't out there Deshae Townsending the world up.
But I mean, you can make an argument for both sides there too.
He's not. He's in position. The softball game, right? I got to be careful. I'm criticizing today.
Beanie?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. What do you think of James Harrison?
I think he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think he should have been the Super Bowl MVP in Super Bowl 43.
What do you think of Joey Mulinaro?
Hilarious man. Swell dude. Nice guy.
Christian Kuntz.
Never met him.
You what? Know high school you went to?
Yeah.
You know what college you went to?
What high school did you go to?
Duquesne.
Yeah. What high school did you go to?
Clarion.
High school?
Clareton. Where'd he go?
Chartiers Valley.
I knew it.
And he was 2 years younger than TJ McConnell. Played on the same basketball team.
Yep.
They played together.
Well, as Kuntz said, I was the muscle, he was the talent. Like the AQ Shipleys of the world back in
you
the
imagine
AQ was good at hoops back in the day.
Oh, yeah, he was averaging 12, 14. He was double-double he was probably good back averaging. In
the
day.
Imagine if TJ McConnell were coming to the softball game. After what he just did in the finals, we could have asked Joey Molinaro about his Indiana Pacers and whether or not they'd have won if What's-His-Head didn't get injured.
What's-His-Head? How about them already rolling him out for next year?
Well, yeah. Your Achilles experience. Well,
Jason Tatum, they're all out.
You usually don't rule them out now.
So. Why?
When you tear your Achilles, you do. Like if someone had
Nobody ruled me out. I was back the next day.
You were typing on a computer. You're not going out there
you
running around.
You were back the next day.
Dunking basketballs.
I was back on Wednesday for Ben Roethlisberger's press conference. Absolutely, I was.
Texter writes in because they asked where they could purchase tickets for the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball game tonight. I said, just go to WashingtonWildThings.com. They said, thanks again. I was able to get tickets for my two daughters, the wife, myself. I listen to you guys literally every single day. I'm pumped to come out and see the game. How about that?
Well, you're going to disappoint him. I mean, you personally.
I'm not playing. There's nothing I could do to let these people down. All right, coming up next, we are about a week away from Steelers training camp. What position battles will Mark be keeping his eye on? Are there any position battles? Seems like everything's kind of set in stone, save for a few places. We'll talk about those few places when we come back. 93.7 The Fan, 100.1 FM, and AM 1020 KDK, and WAMO 107.3 are partnering to support Pittsburgh public school students for the school year by providing stuffed backpacks for the Pittsburgh for PPS Backpack Drive. You can support by purchasing backpacks or dropping at a location near you. For details, visit 93.7thefan.com to drop off your donation. Mark Caboli with us until the end of the show. Have you made the decision yet? Are you coming to the softball game tonight? Is that the sound you make every time you're deep in thought?
Some of those guys would be happy to see you.
No, absolutely.
Cam would be happy to see you.
Absolutely not.
There's way Cam Hayward doesn't
maybe
like you.
Maybe Kunt.
Yeah, Highsmith would be happy to see you. He's a nice guy.
What other Steelers are there?
Pat? Jack Sawyer. You can talk to Jack Sawyer. Yeah,
apparently he's my neighbor now.
Oh, really?
Really? Yeah. That means you're either doing really well for yourself or he's settling on the home ownership.
No, somebody told me, you know, in a community like, well, wherever I live at, I only want to.
You're wearing a TJ hat right now,
too. I say this, but they told me, I don't know this for a fact, but they told me that he moved into that area. I'm thinking, wow, that's like a long drive to the old facility.
No, he seems like the
it's secluded wherever.
The stereotypical TJ player. Like if you
what does that mean?
Well, he looks like he played at TJ. Like they had that look to him.
Mm-hmm.
He looked like he could have graduated from TJ.
I think Darnell lives right around there too, somewhere, which leads me to my
just invading all these guys' privacy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, it's public knowledge when they put it in the paper. You know how that is.
The paper.
In the paper, yeah.
The paper, the internet.
You write your stories on X.
I'm just saying. Where do you think I were for 25 years or 20, whatever, from 1996 to 2015? Newspaper. You made me forget what I was going to say. I was going to have I almost swore. A good story there. Now you make me forget. I'm old.
About
crowded.
Sawyer?
No, not about Sawyer.
Darnell Washington.
Darnell. Oh, no. Yeah, he's living right around in that area as well, which why I need to get into Art Rooney's ear and tell him to move the practice facility to the old Century 3 Mall site. Perfect. What do you think?
I think I wish you never found your train of thought.
Nobody wants to drive down 51.
Well, Jack Sawyer and Darnell Washington.
I went to Uniontown this weekend, went down 51, and let me tell you something.
Oh, it's
hell on earth.
Yes, it's road closure.
You can go 43, and it actually takes a little bit longer, but there's no one ever on 43. And I always forget it because my entire life I've grown up driving to Uniontown down 51.
Oh, you're going to go.
We have family and family friends in Uniontown. I was there for Beef on the Barrel.
No, nobody has family in Uniontown.
My whole mom's side of the family from Uniontown.
Really?
Yeah.
I do. I mean, I spent a lot of time in Uniontown. Not really.
Beautiful mountain range. Laurel Mountains right there. You got Jamonville. You can see the giant cross.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure that does you a lot of good.
You think I've ever gone up to see the cross? No, I feel like I'd burst into flames.
They have like an elevator and escalator to get up there.
Well, I would drive. It's not like I'd hike up the mountain.
I don't know. What I'm saying, isn't that a perfect location, though?
No.
Century 3, big land area, Allegheny County Airport right there, so the owner could take his private flight down to his house. Perfect.
No.
That's the least accessible place you could put it.
Absolutely.
It's in Allegheny County.
That much is true.
Go to Cranberry.
No.
Get to Butler, Texas.
No. They're not going to move out of this city.
Go to Beaver County by the airport. Get the Beaver County taxes, or go to Washington, get the Washington taxes.
I mean, think about what the Penguins did in Cranberry. It's state-of-the-art. It's beautiful. It's easily accessible. All those guys.
No, that's like an hour and a half drive.
What?
They're not doing this for you.
Well, they should.
Are there any position battles you're looking at camp? I mean, it seems wide receiver depth chart.
What are we talking about, battle? Starting or playing time?
Starting. Both.
I mean, either or.
What's left at starting? I mean, wide receiver two.
That's it.
I mean, right now, I think Calvin Austin's head and shoulders above everybody else.
What about off-ball linebacker?
That's a good one.
I don't think there's...
Peyton Wilson and Cole Holcomb.
I don't think Holcomb. I think Peyton Wilson's, that's his job.
They'll probably find out a decent amount about Holcomb. He was at minicamp in OTAs.
Yeah, he looked good.
He looked good?
You don't think he's going to push Peyton Wilson to be the...
I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe a third down back. Something or third down, maybe specialty plays every once in a while. I'm just worried that
nickel,
could be. I'm just worried they don't have that thumper, you know, the Landon Roberts.
Well, it'll be Cole Holcomb, right?
He ain't much of a thumper.
I mean, he'd be the most out of all of them, right?
Guy they got from the Ravens, too.
Malik Harrison.
Yeah,
he is the guy, but that's the only thing I worry about right there. But other than that, I guess now you have to throw the cornerback situation, how that is divvied up. But you're not going to learn anything from training camp. Yeah, there's not much there. It's mostly depth issue. I mean, to go way down on the depth chart, I don't think Corliss Waitman has a shot.
How about a little Carson Bruner v. Mark Robinson?
Well, I think this is Mark Robinson's last year.
Yeah, it is.
But that's not a start.
I was only like tongue in cheek saying that because I don't think anybody wants to listen to that right now.
Yeah, they're really not. I mean, what you go to training camp for right now is to see number 8, right?
And there's nothing Caleb Johnson could do in training camp to take the number 1 job, right?
I don't think, unless he gets hurt, Jaylen Warren gets hurt. I mean, once again, these are just divvying up snaps, and I think that's more as the season goes on, we'll be able to see different way they go about that, who they go with, Caleb or Jaylen. I still think it's Jaylen.
What about backup offensive line?
They don't have any. Calvin Anderson, Spencer Anderson, Ryan McCollum. There's your 3 right off the bat, right? That's your 8, I think. Spencer Anderson can play all 3. McCollum can play the inside. Calvin Anderson can play both outside.
Is Cordero Patterson going to make this roster?
I don't even know why he's still on the roster.
Sutton's not here, right?
No.
Okay.
If you're looking at Cordero Patterson, you're looking at a guy who's not going to be your punt returner because he doesn't return punts. Calvin Austin's that guy. He's not going to be your kick returner. Kenny G's going to be that guy, right? Or worst comes to worst, the guy they drafted. So I don't know where he fits in at right now. Kenny G.
Yeah, Dorn and I looked at each other, and we mouthed Kenny G to each other at exactly the same time.
Well,
I didn't realize he had such high roster standing that he was already getting the nickname Kenny G.
Well, during his introductory press conference, somebody said, do you go by Kenny or Kenneth? He goes, you can call me anything you want. You can call me Kenny G if you want. So, okay.
Took him at his word.
But where is Cordero going to be? I mean, at the best, he's a running back 3. Right.
I mean, and so, I don't even see that, right? Because Kenneth Gainwell is going to be your 3,
maybe wide receiver 6, 7.
That is the one thing, the quote unquote position versatility. Like in a pinch, you get you out of a game at wide receiver, I guess.
But with
the way that they construct their roster with all those tight ends, I mean, do you even need another?
Is he worth $3 million or
no,
whatever?
No.
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying, take that money and say, hey, TJ, we got 3 more million for you.
All right, one more segment with Mark Cabali to go. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. breaking news from Adam Schefter. Uh-oh. 49ers wide receiver Juwan Jennings, who is scheduled to make $7.5 million this season in the final year of his deal, wants a new contract or trade per sources. 49ers extended Jennings' deal last year, but that does not change how Jennings feels about this year. Jennings last season, 77 receptions, 975 yards, 6 touchdowns. Wouldn't say no to a Juwan Jennings trade.
Nope.
You'd have to pay him.
Right.
I don't think you'd be giving that guy top-end wide receiver money, though, I wouldn't think. I mean, last year, by far the best of his career. 2023, 19 catches, 265 yards. The year before that, 35 for 416. Year before that, 24 for 282. Yes,
okay,
Mark.
Okay, let me interject here. If you're going to go after Juwan Jennings, why don't you believe in Calvin Austin? He has better numbers and better potential, I think.
He didn't have better numbers last year. What the hell are you talking about? Wow. He didn't have 975 yards.
I thought you said 35 receptions?
That was in 2022. Try to keep
77 for 900.
Well, I'm not. I don't have Juwan Jennings on my fantasy football team.
You do have Adam Crowley sitting across from you reading it.
Well, that tells you how much I pay attention.
So that would answer your question. Why would I rather have Juwan Jennings?
I would much rather roll with Calvin Austin at this point in time right now.
So you are a massive Calvin Austin believer.
I mean, I just saw a lot from him late last year, a lot from him in the off season, and we still forget, man, the guy's like a 4'2 guy.
Are you talking about his height?
No.
Well, how much did you see of him from the slot compared to how much are you going to see from him outside where he's going
to be? I think he can play both. I mean, at this point, they're all interchangeable. I think you'll see DK Metcalf in the slot at sometimes as well.
Yeah, but I mean, a number two receiver can play the slot, but
I am just so interested in seeing if they go that route of having the 6'4", 260 pounder or whatever he is in Metcalf and the little 5'10", 160 pounder in Austin. That has to make defensive just like, okay, how do we do this? Who do we put on personnel wise? That is interesting to me. Mm-hmm. If you can pull it off or at least have a scheme set around that for him, those two. Because, I mean, you don't see that often, that differential in size. I like Calvin Austin. I really do like it.
I don't dislike him, and I thought he had a nice year last season. But I don't know that I want – if I can upgrade and he's my three instead of him having to be my two, that would be my preference. Just for reference, Austin has predominantly played in the slot, 357 snaps there compared to 270 outside. I mean, he did play –
yeah, but the effectiveness.
Right. Now, yards per route run, Doran. Mm-hmm. 1.51 yards per route run out wide versus 0.93 in the slot.
Wow, that nice half a yard.
Yeah, I have no idea what the hell that means.
I don't either.
That means he got a subscription to PFF.
That is where I got that, yeah. PFF. Mark, this was wonderful. We'll see you tonight for Celebrity Softball.
Is Joe Starkey going? The svelte and tan and buff.
You know what? We did comment. Joe says he's lost 15 pounds. His arms are yoked.
Yep.
He's been working out. He is tan. I've never seen Joe Starkey look better.
Yes, he looks great.
He does look great. No sarcasm at all. Happy for Joe. The older he gets, the longer he wants to live. All right. Thank you, Mark.
All right.
Doran?
Yes.
To have some fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Hope to see all yins out there, all you listeners out there tonight, 7 o'clock at EQT Park for the Three Rivers Celebrity Softball Classic. All right, fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of 79, low of 71. Should be nice and sunny by the time first pitch rolls around.